You act as if a belief in God is the default position and anything else must be proven, when it is really the other way around. George's position is completely rational. If I have a magic unicorn in my backyard, that is an extraordinary claim, of which I have no evidence. You have to prove me wrong. I will have to prove my claim. It does not take an equal amount of faith to disbelieve in my magic unicorn. It's rational to disbelieve. In fact, call me a kook. And so in Carton's Cartex, he has talking about man-made religious gods, which is actually disproven by so many of the claims of the religious text to be flat out impossible, improbable, contradictory, etc. A mischaracterization. But even then, it makes more sense than a complex being given special case beyond chicken and egg discussion. Who sent himself to earth born of a virgin to die for a circumventing a law he made for himself, who requires worship in exchange for eternal existence? And anything less is deserving of eternal torture. It's much more of a ridiculous dogma, even if it exists, it's the God of the Bible is undeserving of worship. He continues, you reply to it actual analogy and point with preaching, proselytizing, and sarcasm. It has nothing to do with pride. I'm a tiny speck in the vast universe. From my position, it is the religions who are full of anger and pride that are important and wise in the short time humans have existed. They figured everything out. I'm an atheist about man-made religions, and agnostic in regards to anything beyond that. If you think you actually have a good argument beyond truth or burn, come to ironchariots.org and test your mettle. I'm amazed and built that this unicorn analogy is a difficult to wrap yourself around, and that you have to take it the ridiculous it fails at face value.